This is a CK to Z news update.
Cortez Natural Food Co-op held a general meeting on Zoom on Tuesday, March 15th, with the purpose of updating its bylaws. The original 10-page document was created within the guidelines of the British Columbia Cooperative Association Act, but needed revision to reflect the co-op's evolution. The meeting reached the required quorum of 20 members, who unanimously approved the proposed changes. The most important was doing away with the six-year limit that a person could serve on the board of directors. The rules previously required that once any director reached the maximum of three consecutive two-year terms, they had to be off the board for at least 1 year before applying for re-election. However, current chair of the board, Amy Robertson, said that for one, there are many organizations on the island competing for board members. Additionally, once a director is well-versed in the workings of the co-op, it is to everyone's advantage to have a dedicated person continue in their position.
If you have somebody that's keen to stay on the board longer than the prescribed 6 years that the old bylaws dictated, that it was a really good change to give the membership an opportunity to vote a board member on for longer than that if they're willing to stay.
All board members are volunteer unpaid positions. Robertson is reaching the end of her six-year commitment and wants to stay on. With the new rules, any director who has already served 6 years can continue to apply for re-election for unlimited one-year terms. I wanted to ask you why you enjoy being on the board.
Before I moved to Cortez, I was a farmer. And then when I was in Cortez and went back to Vancouver, I worked at the farmers market. So I've always been really passionate about growing food and providing good food for people. So it just seemed obvious to be part of that. I'm also on the board at Linnea, so it's a real passion for me to be involved in whoever it is that's providing food for the community.
She also enjoys interacting with the members around policy and decision-making.
It's been pretty true with the co-op in my experience of dealing with the membership is that everybody's really passionate about good food, and they understand the hardships of providing that on the island. And so there's a lot of compassion when we get together and discuss stuff.
The co-op's general manager, Mary Lavelle, who started in her role in January, also expressed relief that there would be less turnover of senior board members at the upcoming AGM in June. Another change to the written board regulations was removing the previous sentence that read, quote, "No less than 50% of the board of directors' roles shall be filled by worker members," end quote. Robertson explained that this was never implemented and the co-op functions as a members' co-op rather than a workers' co-op. But she said the ideal is to have at least one employee as well as a consumer and a grower on the board. Another update was to the number of member signatures required to appeal a board decision. It is now 10 rather than the previous 5. The co-op was without a general manager for 9 months last year after Eric Hargrave left and until Mary Lavelle started in January. But Robertson said it's been smooth sailing since then.
Mary's great. I'm meeting with her almost every week now. She brings a lot of freshness to it, just new eyes on whether it's the way the store is laid out or how to dialogue with staff. She's got a lot of experience with dealing with the community. Her work with the SECA, a lot of her skills were really transferable, and she's thoughtful. She's got great communication skills, and she's also not just jumping in and making a whole bunch of changes. She's embracing that there is a learning curve, and I'm really happy that she joined the co-op for sure. And she had a place to live, which made it even better.
Lack of year-round housing is an ongoing issue that exacerbates staffing challenges for employers on the island.
We continue to be challenged with finding staff members. And again, on the same note of there being a lot of organizations that need board members coming up, there are two more big businesses that will be doing a bunch of hiring, and that's the Gorge and Hollyhock. So it's quite competitive to find staff, and that's our next biggest challenge moving into tourist season. So I'm hopeful that we're going to find people to fill the store and the cafe.
It does seem like there's always this wave of fresh arrivals around that time.
There is, but they have a choice of jobs, and so trying to stay competitive with their wage and also realize that the lack of housing is one of the real detriments to finding seasonal workers here. So hopefully we can get that one figured out. Big one.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.